Attachment Theory, The Science of Successful Relationships, Authentic Love, Romance, and Connection. Written by Darcy Carter. Narrated by Katrina Medina. Introduction. We envision a life of connection and the joy that intimate relationships bring. The drive to connect is in our DNA and part of what it means to be made in the image of God. We all long to share a lasting connection with our kids, and they long to share a lasting connection with us. Sometimes, the biological bond and attachment are confused as the same thing. A biological bond is present at the moment of conception. A secure attachment is a connection that grows as a result of positive and consistent experiences with mom and dad. God has exquisitely designed us in such a way as to jumpstart the love relationship between a child and a parent, even before we lay eyes on our baby. Some moms report that they have warm, fuzzy feelings toward their child the moment they know they are pregnant. Others report that it happens when they see the first ultrasound or feel the first kick. At whatever point the baby becomes a reality, mom begins to joyfully anticipate the infant's arrival, and a mental image of the child begins to unfold. This little person, soon to be placed in her arms. Parents begin to imagine what the baby will look like, what family traits will be passed down, and what they will enjoy doing together. These positive images translate into a positive prenatal environment. Every emotion a mom feels has a corresponding neurochemical cocktail that is also experienced by the developing child. When a mom carries positive images and looks forward to the birth of her baby, this contributes to a healthy intrauterine environment. The baby, who is joyfully anticipated, knows he is wanted the moment he is born. Psychiatrist Kurt Thompson says, "Every child is born looking for someone, looking for him. To be wanted and looked for is the birthright of every child." On the other hand, there are babies who were a mistake. The birth control failed. The child was conceived in the context of an extramarital affair or in a drunken stupor or as a result of rape. To be unwanted is toxic to the human soul. Chapter 1. The Basics of Attachment Theory. One of the ways we can help answer our questions is to look at something called attachment theory. I first read about adult attachment a few years ago, but it seemed like some psychological mumbo-jumbo that didn't have much bearing on my day-to-day life. After revisiting the concept more recently, it was like a light bulb went off in my head and everything was illuminated. I began to look at all of my past relationships through the attachment theory lenses, which helped me create emotional distance and understand some of the dynamics that I had previously thought were due to a flaw within myself. John Bowlby, a British psychologist, pioneered research into how and why infants attach to their primary caregivers and how the caregivers' responses affected the behavior of the infant. Two of his main discoveries were that infants attached out of necessity to survive, and that they were stuck with whatever caregiver they had, whether that person was responsive to their needs or not. Building on Bowlby's work, another psychologist, Mary Arnsworth, developed a specific study, the Strange Situation Test, and posited that there were four different ways that infants attached to their caregivers, called attachment styles. In the 1980s, the infant attachment style research was expanded to include adults and how they attach in romantic relationships. These styles are called adult attachment styles. Now that we have a bit of history out of the way, let's look at four different attachment styles. You may see these worded a little differently depending on the source, but the essentials for each category are the same. Here are the hallmarks of each style. Secure. Secure attachments is what it sounds like. These people are open and loving and aren't preoccupied with relationships. In childhood, their caregivers were attentive and responsive to their needs most of the time. They were allowed to safely explore the world.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?